I wish I had the power to snap my fingers and make these people immediately see the need to change. I wish I could beam them into Groundhog Day, another Ramis film and one of my all-time favorites, because it's about how people can change for the better, and make them relive the same day, perhaps their worst day, over and over again, until they mend their ways. I wish I had the temperament to shake them by the shoulders and make them face reality. I wish I could turn their flaws into life-threatening diseases, because it would compel them to change, on pain of death. But I can't, and I don't. Instead, I show these people what their colleagues at work really think of them. It's called feedback. It's the only tool I need to show people you are here. And in this book, I will show you how to wield that weapon on yourself and others. It doesn't take much to get people reoriented, out of the maze and back on the right path. The problems we'll be looking at in this book are not life-threatening diseases, although ignored for too long, they can destroy a career. They're not deep-seated neuroses that require years of therapy or tons of medication to erase. More often than not, they are simple behavioral tics, bad habits that we repeat dozens of times a day in the workplace, which can be cured by A, pointing them out, B, showing the havoc they cause among the people surrounding us, and C, demonstrating that with a slight behavioral tweak, we can achieve a much more appealing effect. It's a little like a stage actor who keeps stepping on a pivotal line in a comedy, thus ruining any chance of securing a big laugh from the audience. It's the director's job to notice this and alter the actor's delivery so that the line elicits the essential roar of laughter from the audience. No laugh, no play. If the actor can't adjust his delivery successfully, the producer will find someone who can. Well, think of me as a caring director who helps you deliver your lines for maximum effect. A journalist once told me that the most important thing he's learned in his career is this. Put a comma in the wrong place, and the whole sentence is screwed up. You may have an admirable skill set for a journalist. You can investigate the facts like the CSI team. You can interview people as if you've known them all your life. You can empathize with victims and excoriate the bad guys. You can spin words together beautifully on deadline and create rich, meaningful metaphors that leave readers gasping with admiration. And yet, if you put a comma in the wrong place, that tiny sin of commission can wipe out the rest of your contributions. Think of me as a friendly grammarian who can shield you from bad punctuation. A chef at one of my favorite restaurants in San Diego told me that his signature dish succeeds or fails on one secret ingredient, which, like Coca-Cola's heavily guarded recipe, he refuses to reveal. Leave it out, and the patrons' plates come back to the kitchen only half-eaten. Sprinkle it in the proper amount, and the plates come back clean. Think of me as the honest diner who sends back the meal untouched to let you know that something is missing. Actors stepping on a line, writers misusing commas, chefs leaving out a key ingredient. That's what we're talking about here in the workplace. People who do one annoying thing repeatedly on the job and don't realize that this small flaw may sabotage their otherwise golden career. And worse, they do not realize that A, it's happening, and B, they can fix it. This book is your map, a map that can turn the maze of wrong turns in the workplace into a straight line to the top. In the arc of what can be a long, successful career, you will always be in transit from here to there. Here can be a great place. If you are successful, here is exactly the kind of place you want to be. Here is a place where you can be the CEO of a thriving company. Here is a place where you can be the editor of one of America's top magazines. Here is a place where you can be an in-demand financial manager. But here is also a place where you can be a success in spite of some gaps in your behavior or personal makeup. That's why you want to go there. There can be a better place. There is a place where you can be a CEO who is viewed as a great leader because he doesn't get in the way of his people. There is a place where you can be a great editor who builds a strong team and treats all of her direct reports with respect. There is a place where you can be a financial pro who listens well and delivers the message that he cares more about his clients' goals than his own needs. You don't have to be a CEO or leading editor or financial wizard to benefit from this book. Look at your own personal map. Trace the distance between your vision of here and there. You are here. You can get there. But you have to understand that what got you here won't get you there. Let the journey begin.